Hello, welcome to I Don't Know JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Hello, Kev on stage.
Today, we're going to be talking about where we want to go and places we have been. Also, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Unless you're watching this at a different time, it could be like November or something. It could technically be next year, and you know, it's still Happy New Year!
Could be 25 years from now!
Yeah!
Or old and gray, at least me. You probably won't be gray.
Anyway, well, I mean, what was your favorite place that we ever went to?
I have so many. Do you want to go? I'll just talk about them one by one.
Okay.
One, our first time we took you guys to Hawaii, we rented a limo.
I took a picture of the outside, and I'm so mad because I took a picture of the inside. You did. But it didn't look good, and also you can tell it was a little.
It was so. Seeing you guys' faces so excited when that limo was there was just like priceless. And then that was a really fun vacation. We did those cars, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
a little like kind of like race car things with a little sidecar, and JoJo fell asleep.
And then you took a picture of me, and I have it saved to this day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It was just great. Hawaii is very beautiful, very relaxing, and you guys really enjoy it. And that time we didn't have a comedy show the first time we went, so there was no like work involved. And I don't mind comedy. I love it. But like when you know you have to have
a
show.
Just a pure vacation?
Yes. Pure vacation is just great. So,
well, because I know you like being a comedian.
I love it. Some would say I really enjoy it.
Man, that's pretty funny. You should be a comedian or something. But like a vacation plus not having to do a comedy show, which I know you still like doing.
Yeah.
But there's also the thing like, well, I still have to, you know, do a good job. This isn't just relax completely because, you know, I still have to make money.
Right.
But a real vacation, like for me, because I ain't do no work. Like, it's just going places, and I don't have school, and I ain't got to do no work. I can stay up as long as I want, and then wake up super late.
And we stayed at that Ritz-Carlton, which was like, I completely was like, they were like, oh, Mr. Fredericks, we do have the pictures available. Would you like to look at it? Because remember, we didn't have that.
Are so nice.
Oh, my gosh. So nice. Great food.
Hold on.
Great pool.
Yeah, the hotel. I mean, any like 4 and above star hotel is just amazing. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
But I will say, the amount of pictures I took on the first Hawaii trip was, I mean, I have like, you know when you scroll through your pictures, it's like 3 and then another 3 and it goes up. There's like a good amount of time where I have to scroll to get past those Hawaii pictures, and I'm not mad at it. And those are nice pictures. Hawaii looks beautiful. The hotel, just the tree. Remember that one sunset?
Yeah.
When we were at the restaurant playing, what was that? Like, what doesn't go good with ranch and...
Oh, yeah. What food's not better by ranch or chocolate?
Yeah.
And you remember that? You remember that specific conversation?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
Also, grapes. You can't add anything on
chocolate grapes. Chocolate covered grapes?
Is that a thing?
I'm not a big fan of grapes. I just want to say, I don't really enjoy grapes.
I do.
I mean, they're cool, but I'd be eating them and I'd be like, they're not top 10. And also soup. We decided soup is not made better by chocolate or ranch.
Oh, yeah, and soup. Soup. But I think chocolate
and
covered
sushi.
Grapes. Sushi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check. Okay, anyway, we're getting off topic.
Sorry.
But I mean, I just... And then the second...
Every time. Hawaii is great.
Hawaii,
every time.
Hawaii is just so much better in a lot. Because, one, it's a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's beautiful. Three, it's new. Because when you live in the same... Obviously, we've moved. But we're still in California. Everything kind of looks the same. You get familiar.
Yeah.
Or Yeah, you know, you get the surrounding area, you know, oh, this is nearby this.
Yeah.
But Hawaii, it's just so new. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's the same for every vacation. But also, it's Hawaii.
Hawaii was amazing, man. The weather is perfect.
Oh, my God.
All the time. When we went to...
Didn't it rain one time?
It did. The last time we went.
But that was like 5 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It rained really hard, too. But the last time we went... this last comedian, Real Comedians tour, we stayed in Maui for a little bit, which was a different vibe than Honolulu. Honolulu is kind of like where we stayed. It was kind of like Vegas almost. It was like super active, a lot of people walking around. Maui is way different. Yeah. The hotel was super remote, super quiet.
It was super quiet.
And we went
Now that I think about it, it was really quiet.
Yeah. We did the dirt bikes.
Which was fun. That was fun
for a while. And then we did the helicopter.
After a while, they got it.
Well, I like kind of like the jet skis. We'll talk about this too. I like when you are like when you rent something and you don't have to go in line. Like I just, you just don't get as much freedom when you're in line, you know? Yeah. So anyway, but it was still cool at first. It was cool the whole way through. It was a little bit longer.
It was, I will say.
Well, hold on, I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
And then the helicopter ride that we took too was really cool.
Okay. Dirt bikes, I didn't really like it. Yeah, I mean, it was fun for a little bit, but then after a while, it was like, we're just riding in a forest.
And you can't go, you can't go that fast.
and also it wasn't fast. The pictures,
yeah.
The pictures weren't great.
Yeah, I get it.
But I mean, I'm not afraid of heights, so the helicopter ride, I was like,
I'm closing my eyes.
I'm not looking. Oh, it's so nice. No. And when mother asked, like before even, I was like, what if this guy's new? What if it's his first time, man? What if? And then mother asked him, and he's like, this is like my 200th time. And
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that's good. But also, 200?
But you know what's crazy is one day it had to be his first time with customers.
I know.
And I wonder if somebody asked him, he was like, actually, this is my first time. I'd be like, all right, let me out. Because you would have had practice flights, but like your first one with customers for real. I would have been like, no, I'm scared now.
No.
I've been scared.
I don't want to. And like, it was fun, but I mean, the fun, it was more fun than it was scary. But it was definitely scary. Yeah. It's like a roller coaster.
It is.
Because.
And you're way up.
You are.
You're way up. You are way up there.
You are.
But it was so beautiful.
Like, in the airplane, I feel more safe because, well, I mean, it's huge. It's much, I feel like it's much easier because there's nothing. Like, there are mountains.
And you can, like, feel a helicopter. Like, after a while on an airplane, like, after you take off, you don't really feel the airplane.
Yeah.
On the helicopter, you're like, and you, like, look over, and then when he turns, you're like, you know.
It's loud.
It's so loud. But it was great. It was great. And you remember, like, it looked like Jurassic Park in some places. And you could see the waterfalls. It's just like, God really did his thing. Where he was in Hawaii, he was like, I'm going to get my bag for a little bit. Y'all watch me work.
But
you go to El Paso, you'd be like, God, what's up with this? Just like a dirt and mountains. And he's like, man, hurry up. I want to hurry up in Texas. But Hawaii, we take my time a little bit.
I do want to say, it's kind of weird how islands work. Because Hawaii is an island. But also, if you think about it, everywhere is an island. It's surrounded by water. It, like, it's just a bigger island. We all live in just huge islands.
Technically, I never thought of it like that. But technically, like, Utah is not an island. But if you zoom out, the whole United States.
It's on all four sides. There is water, which by definition, that makes it an island.
That's a fair point.
So why is why should the United States be an island or should Hawaii be a continent?
Is it size too? Is that part of it? Like
I don't think size matters.
You're right. Why are you always questioning the status quo, man?
It just make sense.
No, I never thought about it. But you're right. You're right.
But anyway, islands are great. I love Hawaii. What you would love was this episode sponsor, Kevin Stage Studios. New content rolling out right now, which depends on when you're watching this. But that means you can watch it. You can watch it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Real Comedians Challenge Show, Keon's All Stars. Here's the thing. Bonus episodes and Keep Your Distance Comedy, which, if you don't know, now you know. Also, adding stand up specials, short films, and a whole lot more. Which means that could have been a whole lot long. That could have been the whole episode.
Could have been a whole episode.
Which means there's a lot. And let's be honest, we know you ain't doing nothing. Yeah, just come on. You know you ain't doing nothing. Okay, moving on.
Last line. Call to action.
Available in all app stores and www.kevonstage.com.
Studios.com. Kevonstagestudios.com. And yep. Now back to the show. Okay, Hawaii. I just want to say one more thing.
Okay.
And then we can move on to your favorite. The Polynesian Culture Center with you guys was really fun. Where they made fire, the guy climbed the tree.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I took a video of that.
Man, they taught you so much about Polynesian culture, foods. The luau was great. We went to a luau another time. That was also fun. So I just want to mention that. Okay, one of your favorite places.
Well, I mean, obviously Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's much to add.
Yeah, you choose a new place. Yeah. And then I'll talk about it with
Japan,
you.
Japan, obviously.
Oh, I was hoping you would pick Japan.
You were hoping?
I think about Japan all the
time. Let's be honest. What other things would we pick?
Well, there's a lot of places we've been.
I know, but Hawaii and Japan?
Those are top two.
What are the competitors?
Amsterdam? Sabine?
I mean, they were
top two. Japan and Hawaii are top two.
Oh, I mean, not even a question.
I feel like Japan.
What do you think is? I don't know though.
Japan for me is number one.
I'm
gonna tell you why.
Okay.
It's because I like to learn about new cultures. Hawaii is dope, and there's a lot about Polynesian culture, but it's a United States.
Mm-hmm.
Japan is a whole different culture, mm-hmm. different language, different food,
different
architecture.
We didn't eat sushi. We didn't have sushi in Japan.
We did the first night. We had traditional sushi. We didn't have it like we have here. So a lot of...
Did we? I don't remember.
Remember we went at the hotel and it was super authentic. And we were like, mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
We didn't have a sushi.
I only remember eating the ramen noodles. Sorry.
Yeah.
But ramen noodles and... Sorry, you can go. Ramen noodles. Okay, you can go.
No, go ahead.
I only remember eating ramen noodles and soup.
Yeah, it was one, because we were on tour for so long, I had saved up all those miles, mm-hmm. and we got to fly first class the whole way. And
it
I never
so
flew
nice.
In a first class that,
that
night.
That was so nice.
They made us an ice cream sundae on an airplane.
They had things I could sit back. They had movies. There was enough space where I could put my shoes in one spot, my phone in another, and with my iPad, and charge it at the same time.
And lay down fully.
And you could watch. I watched... I don't remember, but there was one time I watched Big Hero 6 and I was like...
Yeah. No, it wasn't that. You were crying on that. That was when we were coming back from Chicago one time.
Okay. But yeah, Big Hero 6 is sad.
Let's not go there.
I didn't remember how sad it was. I thought it was just action and big guy with armor fight bad guy.
It was sad in multiple parts of the movie too. It wasn't just one part. It was a couple parts.
When his brother died at the
I don't want to talk about it. Okay? I want to be happy. Want to be happy? But no, Japan was always a place I wanted to visit. There was places that, like, my top three places that I had wanted to visit were London, Paris, and Japan. I don't know why.
Japan was
really expensive, so I wasn't able to go there first. And I was really happy you guys enjoyed it.
Oh.
It was...
Remember that robot show?
Dude,
it made zero sense. But it was so, it was like mesmerizing. It's like, what is even happening? But do I really care?
It was so crazy.
Just,
man.
They're just loud sounds. You had to scream. We were sitting right next to each other. And we had to scream to hear each other. Yes. We had to scream.
And that place, I've seen it in videos because a friend of mine, a couple people had recommended it. And in video form, it looks like a much bigger like room you're in. Mm-hmm. But it really isn't that big of a room. And they really fit a lot of like full-on robots that are like, you know,
they were 18 like, feet I think high. They were like, I don't remember, but I think they were fighting. I think
there was some fighting, a lot of music, a lot of colors, a lot of lasers, a lot of stuff.
There was just so much going on. And it's like, was it like, just really think about it for a second. Was it really good? Like, what was happening? It was just loud sounds and a lot of colors and some
stuff. It was sensory overload, but I enjoyed it. But
I mean, yeah, it was still fun. But also, I just really don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I really don't.
One thing, too, about Japan that was really interesting is the scale of how big it is. Like, how big of a city Tokyo is. Because, you know, you've been to, like, Times Square.
Tokyo is one of the biggest.
It's one of the biggest. For sure. But, like, you've been to Times Square in New York on a busy day. Mm-hmm. You feel like you'll never see more people than that. But Shibuya Crossing, that was it was like Times Square times 10. Times Square square.
All right, that was it. Thanks for watching.
Go back.
It was like Times Square times a square. Oh yeah, this is real.
Oh, man. All right,
anyway. And that was, like, quarantine. I don't know what would happen. Or I don't know how they would work that out in Tokyo and in Times Square. Because there was, I mean, it was so crowded. And quarantine, like, 6 feet. It's quarantine.
Social distancing?
Yeah, social distancing. There was just so many people. Like, it didn't cross my mind. What if people had to spread out?
Well, you know, also, but the one good thing about that, in Asian culture, they wear masks when they're feeling sick anyway.
Oh, okay.
So their adoption of masks is, they adopt, or they wear the mask at a much higher rate, so probably is safer there, because in Asian culture, if you're a little sick, you wear the mask. So, you know, this pandemic's going on, it's probably, like in Wuhan, where the first outbreak of the coronavirus was, like, big, they already were partying on New Year's, like out in the streets, because they had been so, they had contained the virus much better than us, mainly because of so much people wear masks. But also, totally crazy, we'll get to Disneyland too, which is one of my favorites. Going to Disneyland in Tokyo was quite an experience.
Oh my god, there's so many things I don't remember until you bring it up. Like, I completely forgot. We saw the Eiffel Tower. I took pictures, and it was my home screen for so long. And don't get me wrong, I loved it. Yeah. Like, it was there for a reason. Yeah. It looked amazing. But after a while, I was like, I couldn't change it. I haven't changed it in a long, long time. Yeah. It was definitely, probably 7 months, but definitely.
That's a long time.
I know. I want to say around half a year.
Wow.
I mean, I still.
It was a great picture. I have that picture of us in the Eiffel Tower. I keep it in my phone all the time. I never delete it.
Oh, I still have it. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Like, but the fact that I forgot something, like going to the Eiffel Tower at night and seeing the lights. How do you forget that?
You know what's funny about Paris to me, about you guys? And me and Mommy went and we had a totally different vacation experience because. Hey, y'all, all day. We went to, like, the Louvre and stuff. And then there just happened to be a, like, a little carnival in a park near a hotel. And me, you, and Zay Zay spent the whole day, do you remember this? Doing all those rides. We did the haunted house. We played games. It had nothing to do with being in France. Like, it's little like carnivals that are like at Santa Monica Pier. You don't remember this?
Nope.
Anyway, we had a great time. And I was like, we are really in Paris, France, doing something we could do in Santa Monica. But you guys were like, whoo, what a day, man. Man. But yeah, I are you moving on from Japan? Hmm? Are you moving on from Japan?
What do you mean?
Are you moving on to Paris?
No. I mean, we saw the Eiffel Tower, but we haven't saw it.
Yeah. But yeah, Japan was... And that ramen, man. Mm-hmm. Man, that ramen was so good. Mm-hmm. It was so good. And we went to the Cup of Noodles factory and made our own. That was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I like it. I don't like museums. They're just, look at this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this thing.
But that part of making the noodles, that was fun, right?
I mean...
It's fine.
Oh, look at this thing. Okay, time to make a cup. But really, that was...
Nah, I got it. I read
But you. I mean, that is the same for zoos. But I mean, you take pictures.
Yeah, but zoos also have tigers.
So zoos have animals.
It's a little bit different of an experience. I remember one other thing I wanted to say about Japan that was fun. Oh, the we didn't eat there, but Gundam? Is it Gundam or Gundam?
I have no idea what you're
talking big, about. That big, remember we went to the restaurant where it had a big anime character? I think it's Gundam. Hold on.
I don't. Big anime character?
Gundam, yeah. This thing. You don't remember this?
Oh, that's what it's called? The giant transformer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That was cool.
I didn't know it was called a Gundam.
Yeah, Gundam. The Sega arcade was cool.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then, like, the food. Even though one time we had TGI Fridays. On the last day in Japan, we had TGI Fridays. And it was really good, though.
Was it the Lang Long?
No. That, because we had went to that part of town, which I don't remember
the
part of town.
What was that really long line? Like, I mean, it went outside of the restaurant. And like,
that's the place we were trying to go there. I don't think we ate there.
Yeah, I don't think we did either. But yeah, what was that place?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That was the place we were trying to go.
But do you remember, like, seeing the huge line?
Yeah, I've never seen a line. Oh, okay. I just don't remember what we were supposed to be eating. But anyway, that turned out to be some of the best TGI Fridays I ever had, too.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that was actually, like, it was pretty good.
And the Conrad Hotel in Tokyo is one of the most beautiful hotels ever.
The hotel was, I didn't take that many pictures, but I remember it so well for some reason.
Yeah,
like, man. I remember the, like, living room with the TV on the right, the table in the middle, and then there was, like, a refrigerator that was like a slide or something. Mm-hmm. That was something weird. Mm-hmm. And then on the opposite side of the wall that was holding the refrigerator was your bedroom.
Yep.
And then I think behind that was your bathroom. And me and Zay had lightsaber fights so many times because it was just so big. It was so fun.
So good. New Year's, we went to a New Year's Eve party there. You got
We had New Year's Eve. Or New Year's in Japan. That's kind of weird to think about.
It is.
Especially because we don't... That was our first time going to Japan. It also just happened to be the time where it was a new year.
And we saw the season finale of Mandalorian. Great. The first season. All right, so you did Japan.
We did Japan.
One of my first ones was when we went to Disneyland the first time. Mm-hmm. You guys were really excited.
I don't think there's much to say about Disneyland, to be honest.
Yeah,
there's rides, there's
turkey legs,
there's food.
It was more about the excitement you guys showed the first, like when we first told you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun too because it was me and your mom's first time, so it was like all of our first time.
It's Disneyland.
Yeah, it was
great. Then we also went to Disney World. Was that with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Disney World was kind of overwhelming.
I think I like Disneyland more than Disney World.
Me too.
Because Disney World, it was big, but like it was big, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like we had to walk a lot. Mm. I feel like I don't want them to make it smaller. It's supposed to be big.
It's Disneyland, and also the Cars ride, or what was that place? California Adventures. The Cars ride at Disneyland was really great. And we saw
The lines, though.
Yeah, lines.
The lines are just so long, man. I don't want them to. I mean, yeah, they can make more rides, but also then, if you want more rides and less lines, just go to Disney World. But also, Disney World has long lines too.
Everything, man.
And Space Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was one time where it just opened. I don't remember if you guys were with us. I think it was actually with our cousins, I think. I don't remember. But Space Mountain just opened. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, we were on the other side. And not, like, the complete other side. But we were a good distance away. Mm-hmm. We started booking it. I mean, the amount of running we did. I mean, we were very close to the beginning. I think people were still waiting there, just waiting for the time. But I didn't actually see any other people that were running.
Yeah.
But we were there fast. That was fun.
A couple other ones. We went to the Bahamas on a cruise one time, and we got to ride the dolphins. That was a great experience.
Another thing. How do you forget you ride dolphins? That's not possible. Like, I really don't understand how it was fun, but it was very short. But dolphin skin is so hard.
They're much bigger and way stronger than I realized. Their skin is hard. It's kind of hard to describe.
It's like a shell. Like a see-through shell.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
I didn't mean to, but I did. It was very short, though. They just, like, it wasn't really a long distance that they took you.
No.
But I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, it was great. Amsterdam was fun. We were on that thing, remember? Or I rode on that thing, the swing, where you swing out over the building.
Oh, remember that boat thing, like a U-shape?
The ride?
Yeah, the boat thing.
Were we in the water?
No. But you'd go super high on the side.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was fun. I really like those kinds of rides because they're not super high, but they're high enough where it's not like, this is for babies. I don't want to do this.
Okay, so before we close, what do you want to go?
Okay. I actually want to say one more thing. London.
Okay. Dude!
I mean,
also a great picture of you guys in front of that
Another thing, just like the Hawaii, but the amount of, the buildings were, like, they were nice, but I just took pictures of them for some reason. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't regret it, but also, like, they don't really look nice. But the buildings did look nice, but I don't think they were picture worthy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was it?
London.
What else did we do in London?
We had tea that time.
Oh, yeah, the tea was good.
Tea was great. And we saw Hobbs and Shaw.
We saw, like,
and The Rock held a helicopter with his bare hands on the
thing. Oh, yeah. I was like, what are you?
Tea was great.
I think we had tea, like, every day.
Yeah, but I mean, like, specifically when we had afternoon tea and they had, like, all those little sandwiches. And
yeah.
But we did. You and Zay were, like,
I mean, tea. I like tea. I don't drink it. We don't really have it. But I also don't ask for it. But also, their tea was good.
They don't do nothing else.
They do tea.
They do tea and squashies.
The squashies. We just
ordered those.
Yeah. I mean, they were good.
You're better than nothing.
But, yeah, they were. But I don't know why, but the squashies are just so good. I don't understand. Yeah. Like, they're just such a random candy that's not huge. Which I don't, like, it's not like Skittles or M&M's, but also it's in London, so maybe it is a big thing in London. But also, I feel so like weird. There's international candies, like Skittles and M&M's,
and sodas, too. There's international, like, all type of stuff.
Just chocolate candy, really.
Why don't we save things we want to go to another episode? Why don't we save, because we're already at 30 minutes, why don't we save where we want to go for another episode?
Do you want to?
Yeah. Let's save it for another one, because I could talk about that as well.
Okay.
I do want to say a couple more that you just reminded me of. Las Vegas. We've had a lot of good times there.
Las Vegas.
We did the Star Wars at the Void. Remember that? We had the helmets and you like
Oh, Dark yeah, I remember thing. That.
Yeah, I had never done, like, remember when we went to fight Darth Vader, you could smell the sulfur, and I was like,
remember the cool. Transformer ride?
The single best roller coaster ride in the history.
I feel
of the
like it's not, like, Transformer ride, you're like,
what? Universal what Studios.
That's yeah, Universal Studios.
It's just the best.
It was just, like, when there was a fire park where it got hotter as soon as, I mean, that is so, so cool. Hot. Obviously, it wasn't fire, and it didn't get super hot. But
doesn't have to notice.
The fact that they did that, like, attention to detail.
Yeah.
They didn't have to, they could have just made you avoid the fire and not have to put in. That is, I just think that's so cool.
It was great.
I think.
Oh, in Miami, my last one, Miami, we went on a jet ski.
Okay, yeah. First day of summer, I believe.
First day of
it
summer.
It was the first day of summer.
It was.
We went to Miami, got in the hotel, immediately left, and then went on jet skis. Those things are so fast.
They're like motorcycles on the ocean.
Mortals. I don't know why that's so funny to me. Jet skis, the motorcycles of the ocean.
But that time, the guy was just like, okay, follow me out here. And then when we got like through that thing, he was like, just go as far as you want. Just don't go past those buildings.
I remember it was you and Zay and me and Mother. Mother went so fast.
You guys. And because I'm a big boy, me and Zay could only go so fast. But Mommy don't weigh that much. You guys are like, yee! And you guys beat us in every race. And your mom is usually scared of stuff.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like, what if we fall? Please. You know you want to pretend you're a baby? I'm your baby, please hold me.
What if we fall? Please! Oh, man. Such a good time. And Miami had really good food. And that hotel was really nice.
The cruise is really
fun. Cruise is always great. We were on horseback riding on that one cruise. It was really fun.
But I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. I think that's all the fun places we went to. This was me, JoJo. Go to www.kevonstagestudios.com to get some more episodes. Maybe with me, probably not. Adios.
Bye.